Thank you all so much for coming even from afar. It's a joy to see so many familiar faces. The readings today are very familiar, so it's easy to summarize them. The first reading ends with the familiar Pauline warning, "The wages of sin is death, but God's free gift is everlasting life in Christ Jesus." And the gospel is the one about the one who bears good fruit is good. No tree that bears bad fruit can be a good tree, and no tree that bears good fruit can be a bad tree. By their fruits you will know them. And then the gospel goes on to say, "No one who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven for that reason. Whoever does my Father's will enter the kingdom of heaven." And so it is. A few words about those two matters. Only a good tree can bear good fruit. A bad tree must bear bad fruit. That takes us back to St. Paul's teaching about how no one can say Jesus is Lord unless moved by the Holy Spirit. And apart from the Holy Spirit, everything we do is nothing, as we sing in the beautiful hymn to the Holy Spirit, Veni Sancte Spiritus. So, good trees bear good fruit, bad trees bear bad fruit, but not by our own effort, but by God's grace. If a good tree bears good fruit, who gets the credit? The Holy Spirit, not the good tree. And if the bad tree bears bad fruit, who gets the credit? The bad tree. Because the bad tree refuses to live a life of union with the Holy Spirit. Union with the Holy Spirit that makes one a member of the family of God, a member of what we say all the time at Mass, a member of the communion in the Holy Spirit. And the gospel goes on to say, you cannot compensate for not being a good tree and bearing good fruit by saying, "Lord, Lord." Sometimes people do religious things not to praise the Lord, but to make themselves feel better, to make themselves feel respectable. There are a lot, unfortunately, of Catholics who go to Mass on Sunday to make themselves feel better, but they don't really go there to praise the Lord, because they want to do His will. Some will say today quite openly that they don't believe in doing the will of Christ as the Church teaches it. They just don't believe that. But they never miss Mass. And they never miss Holy Communion. That's why the Holy Father is setting up this new pontifical commission for the new evangelization. The new evangelization is evangelization for those who are baptized and who go to Mass every Sunday and who think they're evangelized, but they're not. That's what that new commission is all about. The new commission is for outreach and assistance and love for basically fallen away practicing Catholics. Their outward behavior is practicing, their inward disposition has fallen away. And that's a huge part of the Church. And we have to remember that Jesus said, "I was sent first to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and then to the pagans." So in setting up this new commission, the Holy Father is following clearly the words of Jesus himself. We'd better take care of the lost sheep in our own house before we attend to other things, so that we can attend to those other things together in unity, not as a divided body that has no credibility. The one who bears bad fruit and says, Lord, Lord, runs the risk of terrible self-deception. Terrible self-deception. And self-deception is the root of all sin. Sometimes we say it's pride, sometimes we say it's self-deception, but it means the same thing. That I deceive myself into thinking that God always decides that it should be done my way. God is really subject to me, and not the other way around. That's the pride, and that's the self-deception that is at the core of every sin. And the first reading tells us the wages of that self-deception, the wages of that pride, what you earn by that self-deception, and what you earn by that pride is nothing other than death. Nothing other than death. That's why we have to reach out to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, to our own brothers and sisters who are practicing outwardly, but who inwardly are not with us. In most cases, it's not their fault. It has to do with what they were taught, what they picked up. So we have to reach out to them with great love. Love for the salvation of their souls. We don't want their self-deception or their pride to earn them death, that is the wages of sin. And we certainly don't want to allow that to happen to ourselves either. And that's why St. Paul says so often, be on guard, be on watch. That applies in the first place to ourselves. Praise be Jesus Christ.